I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set from NPR at America's first jazz festival, the Newport Jazz Festival, still going strong. Newport, Rhode Island, overlooks beautiful Narragansett Bay. Fresh fish and blueberries are two of its charms, not to mention the yachts. But Newport is unique in America because of a row of opulent mansions standing on a cliff high over the water. These castles were the summer homes of the Astors, the Vanderbilts, and the wealthiest families of the Gilded Age. 55 years ago, a young jazz presenter named George Ween from Boston realized that some of the people living in this luxury were not only fabulously wealthy, they were hip. So with their support, Ween founded the Newport Jazz Festival. And now, almost a lifetime later, he relaxes at the piano on stage at Newport.
Thank you. Howard Alden, Annette Cohen, Esperanza Spalding, Jimmy Cobb. All right. Okay. Let's see. This just features the guitar and the clarinet, and it's called Shreveport Stomp, Annette Cohen and Howard Alden. Thank you. Cohen, Howard Alden. Yeah, it's beautiful. That's something. I'm going to do a little thing now with just the quartet there. I'm going to do what's the title of it? This is an ad, Howard and Esperanza and Jimmy Cobb. When you have a group like this, you don't have to take part in everything. Let them do their things. See what we call it, the Newport All-Stars. I want to have Howard play a guitar solo.
Thank you.
maybe we'll try another 50 years. We'll see. I don't know.
George Wein with a multi-generational band. Annette Cohen, Howard Alden, Esperanza Spalding, and Jimmy Cobb at Newport 2008. And we have a link at jazzset.npr.org. Check it out. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. At Newport with Dave Holland, Chris Potter, Gonzalo Rubalcaba, Eric Harlan, Sunshine, Sailboats, and Great Wide Open Music.
Thank you. We'd like to play a tune written by our bass player this time. It's called Veil of Tears.
Thank you. Jazz Set receives support from an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. And the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org.
Bassist and leader Dave Holland is a veteran of a peak Miles Davis band and seems forever young. Dave continues to write, create ensembles and situations for his music, hire new players, and keep things fresh. This new quartet is making its Newport debut. Besides Chris Potter on sax, Gonzalo Rubalcaba is at the piano and Eric Harlan on drums at the 2008 JVC Newport Jazz Festival on Jazz Set.
We'd like to play our last composition now of the set, and thank you all for listening and for being here. This last composition is another Chris Potter composition. It's called Ask Me Why. Thank you. Thank you very much. Eric Holland on the drums, Eric Holland. Chris Potter on saxophone. Gonzalo Rubalcava on the piano. And myself, Dave Holland, thank you all very much. Thank you.
From Newport 2008, Dave Holland, Chris Potter, Gonzalo Rubalcava, Eric Harlan on Jazz Set from NPR Music. Our mixes are by Steve Remote and his crew. Ivan Berkup is technical director, and Anya Grundman is executive producer of NPR's festival coverage. For music from the 2009 festival at Newport, the 55th, produced by George Ween, come to npr.org/music. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back next time. Thank you.
jazz set receives support from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. Information at kennedy-center.org/jazz. Thanks to Downbeat, an insider's guide to 7+ decades of evolving jazz styles. Subscriptions at downbeat.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Annenberg Foundation, advancing public well-being through improved communication. AnnenbergFoundation.org. This is NPR.